They're cute and they're fun, but if you're thinking of buying a puppy for the family over the holidays, perhaps you should think again. While states like Victoria are trying to stamp out the puppy farm trade, vets and the RSPCA are warning that if you're not careful, you could unwittingly be propping up cruel breeding conditions. From Melbourne, Jane Lee reports.
Investigators at RSPCA Victoria have seen dozens of dogs bred in conditions that aren't fit for household pets.
We've seen dead animals in amongst live animals. We've seen female dogs bred until they physically are starting to collapse. We've seen puppies living in amongst excrement with food scattered across the floor.
The group's head of prevention, Sophie Buchanan, says that illegal puppy farms are big business. And she says Victoria provides the perfect environment for them to flourish.
One of the reasons why a number of breeders base themselves down here is because we have a pretty temperate climate, but it's also free from a lot of the issues that we have in more northern parts of Australia, like ticks and parasites.
So if you're buying a puppy here, it's hard to know whether it came from a caring breeder or one of these illegal puppy farms.
So we estimate that between 60 and 70,000 puppies are sold in Victoria every year, and we have absolutely no idea where they come from. So that's around 75% of the new puppy market in Victoria every year.
Dr. Paula Parker, president of the Australian Veterinary Association, says that animals housed in poor conditions can have trouble socialising with other dogs and also suffer growth problems.
These puppies and kittens are much more likely to come into contact with viral disease, with bacteria and with parasites. And so if people do come into possession of one of these animals, the best thing to do is to go in and see their local vet.
The Andrews government has now passed a law to try to stop puppy farms. This includes a statewide pet exchange register. The RSPCA's Sophie Buchanan.
By 2019, no advertisement for a puppy or kitten in Victoria will be able to be published without what's called a source number. And what the source number will do is identify exactly who it is that is selling or who has bred the animal that you're looking to buy.
The new law will also ban pet stores from selling puppies and kittens. But Dr. Parker is concerned this could lead to more puppies being sold underground.
If we cut off the public-facing part of that supply chain in the pet store, have we dealt with the supply chain that's behind them, or are we encouraging those people to sell on online websites or through friends or through social media?
Even after the law takes effect next year, Ms. Buchanan says that people wanting a pet should find out as much as they can about their new dog's parents.
Make every effort to make sure that you see the home or the facility in which that animal was bred so you can reassure yourself that the welfare conditions have been good for that animal.
And if you can't do that?
We would say don't buy it. Make sure that you look for the next animal where you can do that.
And Dr. Parker suggests that they first look for their new pet at an animal shelter.
All of the shelters put in a lot of work in making sure that these dogs have had their health status assessed and they go through a behavioural assessment. And so it's something to think about adopting one of those pets and giving them a second chance at life.
Dr. Paula Parker, the president of the Australian Veterinary Association, ending Jane Lee's report.